The United Nations says Libya has agreed to let it send in a team to assess the humanitarian situation. The team would go to the capital, Tripoli, initially. The city of Misrata, to the east of Tripoli, has seen some of the heaviest fighting between pro-government and opposition forces. The UN relief coordinator, Valerie Amos, said aid workers should be allowed to go there immediately.
We do hear worrying reports that supply lines from Tripoli have been cut, which may interfere with supplies of fuel, food and medicines. We don't yet have access to the western part of the country, so we don't know what the humanitarian situation in the west of Libya is. I repeat the call made by the Secretary General yesterday for immediate, unimpeded access by humanitarian workers into Libya.
Well, perhaps we can shed some light now on the situation, the humanitarian situation in the West. We can speak to a doctor in Misrata. Of course, we're not going to jeopardise security by giving a name. You are in the hospital now. What is the situation there?
I am in the hospital now. The situation is very, very, very urgent for the international community and very serious. After the heavy fighting yesterday, which we haven't seen in our life, you know, we had 22 dead and over 90 severely injured. We have babies, kids, 2.5 years died. We have all persons over 70 years died. Yesterday, the militants, they exploded our drug stores. The opposition is trying to defend defend the city. And they're pumping around our site, our hospital. All the medical supply is cut from any authority. We are separated in the world. Nobody can reach us.
So how close is the fighting? How close is the fighting to the hospital? And is that close to the centre of the city? Because if you're describing casualties amongst children and old people, that's not soldiers.
Yeah. The civilians who arrive at us, they are civilians, babies, you know. Yesterday they are shooting everything, homes, mosques, drugstore. They exploded intentionally our drugstore. The strange thing which we have seen yesterday, they used even the ambulance to shoot the people, because the people, when see the ambulance, feel safe. Unfortunately, they shooted the people from the ambulance, and they shooted our ambulance from their ambulance, unfortunately. This is which is very strange. We have nothing, the medical supply as cut from any authority, from Tripoli or any authority.
All right, well, Doctor, I'm afraid we have to stop there, but thank you very much indeed for updating us on what seems like a dreadful situation. That's a doctor in Misrata. Of course, we have to be very clear that we have no way of corroborating the evidence we've just heard from that doctor. Neither do we have any reason to disbelieve him, I would say, but very difficult for us to move around the country at the moment. Our reporters are doing their best to gather all of the information that is available, and that is one account there from a doctor in Misrata in the west of Libya.